And now this is a dictation for Randy, R-A-N-D-Y, Rummer, R-U-M-M-E-R, July 1658. Address as a letter to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-E, Matt, M-A-C-H-T-N-P, 463-1534. Dear Sister Mac, a follow-up for Mr. Rummer with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, nephrotic range proteinuria, last visit in September, as part of Transplant World Cup, University of Michigan, did a cardiac cath. Drug eluting stent was placed on LAD, on double antiplatelet agents, aggressive cholesterol management, low dose of Crestor, comes accompanied with family member. Right now, no vomiting, dysphagia, able to eat, denies diarrhea, bleeding, denies decreasing urination, no major edema, denies chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no orthopnea PND, no pruritus, no skin rash. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice the aspirin and Plavix, which is new, on Crestor, a low dose. Now on Coric, previously Metoprolol, blood pressure Norvasc, on phosphorus binders, Faslo, P-H-O-S-L-O. Next paragraph, today, weight 171, blood pressure 160-70 on the right side, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no carotid Brewer JBD, no ascites, minimal edema, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from December. At that time, normal sodium, potassium elevated 5.5, metabolic acidosis 22, GFR 9, stage 5, low calcium, anemia 9.1, normal white blood cell platelet. I review procedure, University of Michigan. He has preserved ejection fraction, mild aortic stenosis, the last cholesterol to 120, triglycerides 50, HDL 24 with a non-HDL less than 96 less than 130. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. Next number, diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic range proteinuria, however normal albumin, non-nephrotic syndrome. Next number, coronary artery disease, status post drug eluting stent, LAD. Next number, on double antiplatelet agents and aggressive cholesterol management. Next number, anemia, update iron studies, potential replacement. We did that a few months ago, otherwise EPO. Next paragraph comments, he has refused to do an AV fistula. He understands that he's facing dialysis in the near future, and unfortunately he's going to require a tunnel dialysis catheter. He is being told by cardiologists that the new guidelines is to not stop double antiplatelet agents for 3 months, not 12 months, which that means that 3 months from now, he will be a candidate for an AV fistula, which of course takes 2-3 months to mature. He is very strong about getting a transplant, but I'm not aware of any potential donor. We'll see what the new chemistry shows and make a final decision, end of dictation.